Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
Now, I know you're looking at this stick. Why is the brother taking the stick up there for? Is he going to hit us with it? No, no, no. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to use it to illustrate what Jesus told us in John chapter 10, verse 11, when he says, "I am the good shepherd." All last week and this past weekend, all we talked about was the shepherds. But we tend to wonder why Jesus used, at this moment, he used that title. Out of all the titles that was given to him, he used the title shepherd. And I want to talk about that this morning as we go along here today. Like I said, as all the titles that he was given in the Old Testament, he chooses this moment to call himself the good shepherd. We also know that Jesus came from a line of many shepherds throughout the years. For example, we look at Exodus 3:1. We find Moses in the desert, and what is he doing? And it says, now, it says, now, Moses was pasturing the flock of his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Moses was a good shepherd. He was out there for 40 years in that desert, and he was pasturing the shepherd where God found him and talk to him. David was a shepherd since he was a young man. But when he was getting ready to fight Goliath, he had a conversation with King Saul in 1 Samuel 17:34 through 35. But David said to Saul, "Your servant was tending to his father's sheep when a lion or a bear came to and took a lamb from the flock. I went out after him and attacked him and rescued him from his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I seized him by the beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant killed both the lion and the bear." You see, David was a good shepherd. In fact, Jesus tells us in John 10:11 that the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. David did exactly that. He would put his life on the line for his sheep. You see, one of the requirements of a good shepherd is the willingness to put his life on the line for his sheep. From last week's sermon, by the pastor, we know that the angel appeared to several shepherds the night that Jesus was born. They were out there in the desert, overlooking and protecting their sheep. They were wide awake, making sure that no one or animal would not steal any of their sheep. But why the stick? A stick was all a shepherd had back then to protect his sheep. We have been talking about the shepherds all past week and how they were the first to receive the good news of the birth of Christ. But we never talked about why that was. You see, while everyone was asleep, while everyone slept, they were up there, out there watching over their sheep. I've had this stick for about 5 years. I found it in my backyard in Pensacola after an overnight storm. And every time I look at the stick, I get the vision of a shepherd standing on a hilltop looking over his flock of sheep and the surrounding area, keeping an eye out for predators. Now I've gone walking with this stick. And it feels good in my hands. It takes me back to the Bible where Jesus is teaching his disciples and those around him of who he was. Jesus says in John 10:11 again, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. The shepherd used his staff for several reasons. And today I want to talk about three reasons. Point number one, he used the stick to protect. It was long enough so that it was able to brush away any predator that came towards him and towards the sheep. It was long enough. It kept the distance. He used to keep his enemy at a distance. I remember being in the army. And when I became a non-commissioned officer, I had one policy. And that was, when the wolves came for my sheep, they had to come through me first. In other words, before anyone came, would come after my soldiers, they had to come through me. You see, I protected my soldiers. My children would laugh at me because I would tell them that I was the lightest sleeper in the house. And they didn't believe me until one morning they woke up with a sticky note on their forehead. They didn't believe me. Well, we all remember sticky notes. Before we had our phones, before we had text messages, we had sticky notes. And one night I got up in the middle of the night and I walked in every single one of their rooms. And as they were sleeping, I stuck a sticky note on their forehead. And they woke up the next morning with it there. And they came to me and said, Daddy, how did you do that? I said, I'm the lightest sleeper in this house. You see, as a good shepherd heard every noise around him. And in the desert, you hear all the noises around you at night. I know I was out there. I spent several months out there, twice. I went to the desert twice and spent some nights out there. And at night, you could hear things for miles. But you came, but you knew if something was coming at you, you prepared. Any noise would wake me up in the middle of the night. And those shepherds, like I said, heard all those noise out there in the desert. We don't walk around with our sticks in hands. And today we are fighting a spiritual battle. So what are we using to protect our sheep? We have the Word of God. That is our stick today. This is what we use. We stand our ground and draw a line in the sand with the Word of God we protect. Point number two. The shepherd also uses the stick to keep the sheep going in the right direction. And they discipline those who try to wander off. They would take the stick, and as they were walking with the sheep, when one decided to try to go a different direction, they would hit it. Yep. And they get back in line. And the sheep continued to try to wander off. He hit it a little bit harder. I'm sure that eventually that little sheep started understanding what that stick was for. Is to keep them in line. But please, do me a favor. Please do not hit your children with your Bible. Please don't do that. But use it to give directions, give advice, and guide them to the life that God wants them to live. I found that when I used the word, it helped me to guide my children, and it would help me to give directions when needed. I wasn't the best shepherd at first, but as the years have gone by, I have learned to become a good shepherd. I had to look back on my life, and remember some of the good shepherds I had in my life and how they tried to guide me in the right direction. My grandmother, was my first shepherd. She took the time to take me to church. I remember her prayers and how she would cry for every single one of her children and grandchildren. I didn't understand it, but now I do. Point number three. The shepherd would use his stick to search for a lost lamb. Jesus tells us the shepherd will leave the 99 and will go look for the one that was missing. The shepherd will go into the wilderness and search for that one lost sheep and look in every ditch, cave, and hollow that he will come to until he found that lost sheep. How many times have you looked around and noticed someone missing from the service and it concerned you? Have you ever called that person? Or went to their house to see if they were okay? Have you ever mentioned it to the church leader or the pastor? Do you not feel something in your heart for that brother that is not here today? I have looked around on Sundays and seen several people missing, and I've asked about them sometimes. Sometimes I may not know your name, but I do know your face. And I know where you sit because we all sit in the same place every Sunday. We all do. I sit right there on the third or fourth pew with my wife every Sunday. I may not know what your name actually is, but I do know your face. And I do ask around and inquire, have you seen so-and-so? He's missing. He was missing on Sunday. I didn't see Sister so-and-so on Sunday. Is she okay? Sometimes I go to the pastor and I say, hey, have you talked to so-and-so? He said, which one? I said, the one that sits over there. He said, oh, yeah, Sister so-and-so. I said, yeah, I've not seen her in a couple days. May have been on vacation. May have been doing something else. May have been sick. We have to be able to say, search for that lost sheep. This is why that pastor had that stake for him to go out there, left the others safely in one spot, and go look for that one little one that was missing. Because that little one was important to him. Now you may be asking, why is the brother talking about the good shepherd and he's looking at us? Because Paul taught us in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, he taught us that we needed to be imitators of Christ. And if Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, then we need to consider ourselves to become good shepherds. Then we need to be able to understand that I had to become what Jesus was. He was the good shepherd. I strive to become that good shepherd. He gave me a flock when I became a parent. He gave me a flock when I became a member of this church. When I become a member of a church, he gave me a flock for me to look over, for me to look after, for me to be able to look at someone and say, hey, God loves you. Take his word out to those that haven't heard it yet. That is what the first shepherds did. The pastor told us about that last week. Those shepherds went out and took the good news to those that still have not heard about the birth of Christ. Now, we've heard about the birth of Christ. We've heard about the crucifixion of Christ. We've heard about the resurrection of Christ. We've heard where he is right now. So we need to take that word to those that still have not heard it. For those that are still in darkness, and not in the light. We need to give advice to those that still need it. I still need advice. I still need a good shepherd over me to tell me when I'm doing something wrong, when I'm walking the wrong direction, to put me back in the right place. Tap me. I say, hey, get back. Give me a little tap when I need it. Brothers, that may be one of you. I may need one of you to tell me, give me advice when I need that advice. To give me a hug when I need that hug. To hold my hand when I need my hand held. To sing with me when I need someone to sing with me. To give me harsh words when I need them. To tell me that God loves me. Paul tells us we all need to be imitators of Christ, to be just like him. And Jesus himself taught us a lot of things. But he told us to become good shepherds. He told us that we needed to keep an eye on those around us. John, in John, no, I'm sorry, it's in Matthew's, I'm sorry. Matthew 18, verse 12 and 13 says, what do you think if any man had 100 sheep and one of them had gone astray? Does he not leave the other 99 on the mountains and go and search for the one that is straying? If it turns out that he finds it, truly I say to you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which he had left that had not gone astray. God rejoices every time we find a lost sheep. God rejoices every time we go out there and look for that lost sheep and find it. Look around you. Look around you this morning. Yes, we know yesterday was Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. But when you walk out of here today, make that phone call for the person that you notice that's not here this morning. And say, hey, are you okay? Is everything okay with you? Merry Christmas. Is everything okay? How's everything going? Make sure they're okay. We'll see you next week on Sunday. We'll see you on Thursday when we get back together for Bible study. I'll see you on Thursday. Is there anything I can do for you? Is there anything you need? Is there anything that we need to take care of for you? That is what a good shepherd does. That is what a good brother does. What a good brother and sister. We go out there and we look for those that are not here today. We search for those that have left the church and out there in the darkness, and we need to go find them. Knock on that door and say, God loves you. God sent his son here to die for you. Jesus died for you because he loves you. Now we know that Jesus didn't carry a stick. He didn't carry a stick because he didn't need to. Yep. But he was placed on a stick. And he died on a stick for you and me. He was put on that cross. And he rose on the third day. But he left a message. I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays his life down for his sheep. brothers and sisters, today I tell you, be imitators of Christ and become a good shepherd. I know that many of you that are sitting here at one time or another has said, I would lay my life for my children. You got to go through me before you get to my kids. Oh, no. Anybody come after my children, they got to come to me first. So as brothers and sisters here at the church, do the same thing with your brother and sister sitting next to you. Stand there. Put them behind you. Pick up your stick. And stand there. Put them behind you and tell them, anybody comes through you, got to come through me first. There may be a lot of lions and bears out there and wolves looking to bite many of us. But if we stand together, if we stand like Christ tells us to be a good shepherd and stand there, and lay our lives down for our sheep, no wolves, no lion, no bear is going to come through there. Not come through us. Because today, you become a good shepherd.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.